Indigo
it's hard
Girls.
To see in Colorado.
Yeah. Yeah, altitude. Indigo Girls live at KBCO Studio CNET. I know it's been a little over a year since you released your last record, but it sounds like you guys have been keeping busy. Emily, I know you just put out a book with your dad. It's
yep.
called A Song to Sing, A Life to Live, Reflections on Music as a Spiritual Practice. It's impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a long title, isn't it?
What's the book about?
Well, my dad's a professor of theology, and he's a church musician, and so we were asked to write a book together about the experience of music crossing over, and so I sort of represented the so-called secular world and him the sacred world, but we really explored how they cross over. He's also a jazz musician, and how music moves us towards our spiritual search in life and how it identifies us and how it separates us and augments and diminishes our lives. So we did, you know, an exploration of that as a father and daughter.
Well, that'd be great to work with your family like that.
Yeah, my dad's a really great guy, and it was very special to have that time carved out for us to work on a project together. I never could have anticipated that a long time ago.
All right. Now, Amy, you are about to release your second solo record on your own label, right? It's going to be called Prom. I think it's out in a couple of weeks, and you're going to be doing a short solo tour as well, and you'll be coming back. I think you're going to play the Fox in early May.
Yeah, it's called Prom, and it's a rock record, punk / rock.
Partially recorded in a basement somewhere?
Yeah, well, usually it's kind of, split between a couple of people's houses and then one sort of proper studio. Kate Schellenbach from Luscious Jackson's on it, and Jody Blawley from Team Dresh, and a punk band that I play with in Birmingham called 1945, and I'll be at the Fox with my band, and I think that's May 2nd.
Yeah, it is. It's May 2nd, so you can look forward to that. Now, we were talking yesterday that you guys have played just about every venue in Denver. You've played Red Rock, Chautauqua, the Fox, the Mercury Cafe, the Fillmore. They're now having to build new venues for you guys to play in. Tonight it's going to be the Lecture Hall at the Colorado Convention Center. It's only the second music show I think they've had there, so it's still got that new car smell.
Right.
So we invite everybody to come out tonight, and if you'd be so kind, maybe play another song for us.
We're going to do an old one. I can't believe we haven't done this on KBCO before, but we're going to go back
okay.
dip into it.